The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
All right, so let's find out who Miss Kamika Alexander is. Welcome to Freedom 106.5 FM. How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, I know we pull you out of your house at an early hour. You know, how was the road coming up here? Where are you coming from?
Arima.
Yes. You're an Arima girl?
Actually, Port of Spain, St. James, originally from.
Oh, Westgill.
Yeah.
Yay! So, your experience of West life as opposed to East life. Tell me.
You really want me to tell you? I love the East.
Listen, it's different, isn't it?
It is. I think the East is more fast-paced. I think West is more laid back and relaxed.
From my experience, I think the West is like a madhouse. And the East is a little more laid back. I guess it depends on where you are because I like greenery. So I look for the more quieter spaces. But it's interesting to hear that. Your experience with the East, tell me, what are the differences that you pick up on?
I think, what can I say? East, I like the, it's more of a let's get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Atmosphere and attitude towards life, I could say.
Mm-hmm.
And I have fit into that very perfectly. So I enjoy it. I really, really do enjoy living in the East. Yeah.
Is it true to say that if it is coming out of the East, you don't leave at a particular time? Yeah.
Of course.
Going to find yourself in a lot of traffic.
And even on the way here, I was like, oh gosh, I hope I reach a time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have to time it. So tell me a little bit about your life as an author. When did it start? Mm-hmm. And from your bio, it says that you're an educational consultant. What is that?
Okay, so the name of my business is High Achievers Consultancy Services.
Mm-hmm.
I teach, yes. I provide tuition services, but it's not just that. I build a relationship with the parents, with my clients. I give advice, I listen to the concerns, I listen to the cares of their hearts,
mm-hmm.
and we have discussions, we find solutions. So that is why I would have attached consultancy services, because it's not just catering to the needs of the child in the classroom, but as well beyond the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's what that speaks to.
Now, the awareness, and I want to use the word awareness because questions are being asked. It seems that the recognition of differences in abilities in children, the focus has come a lot stronger in that, because they realize that things like ADHD, ADD, and abilities, I don't like the word disabilities.
Right, yes.
You know, because it gives a kind of a connotation.
Yes.
So recognizing that there are different ways children learn, is it that you're finding more children coming forward with these abilities, or is it that since we're paying attention, they are being acknowledged?
It's the attention and, mm-hmm. of course, the awareness of, because I believe it has been around,
mm-hmm.
because even in my experience through studying and through doing research, there are persons whom I would have interacted with, adults, and me in my own mind, I'm saying, okay, maybe this person dealing with this situation, this is what they have.
Mm-hmm.
But because we didn't have the knowledge or the whereabouts as to diagnosis and so on back then, now that we are more equipped, we are now able to pinpoint, okay, this is what we are dealing with in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, I would have to say with COVID, and the lack of teacher-student interaction, and what that would have done to, I think we are seeing now the lapse or the effects of that now.
Mm-hmm.
Students not being in person with the teacher and having that attention as opposed to the virtual setting. Not saying that it didn't work, but less work was done.
Mm-hmm.
So now we are seeing,
or a regression happens.
Yes, now we are seeing where we have to now catch up, I'll say. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing students who would have been at the ECCE level, even entering primary school and climbing. We are seeing where we need more done. We need more to be done. And in the classroom, as teachers, we need to apply more. Mm-hmm. We need to use different strategies to get to them. And we can't do it alone. And that is what I try to bring home in my messages. We need the parents involved. And it's a team, it's a partnership in education. It's not the child, it's not the teacher has to get it done in the classroom, but all hands need to be on board. Yeah.
Now, understanding how we grew up in our learning environment, obviously there's some practices that are still desperately held on to for the new generation as well. Has there conversation begun in one looking at how the curriculum is presented and how we can include students with those disabilities, abilities?
Well, I'm seeing now that the ministry is now having more tasks being done to cater to the needs of special needs. I'm seeing it popping up in the media on a daily basis ever so often. Mm-hmm. So I think that they too are aware of the challenges that are presented or that teachers face in the classroom now. So I am seeing, but in terms of curriculum change, I'm not seeing too much of that. I think we are still sticking to the archaic way of getting things done, and students are demanding more. Mm-hmm. Students are demanding more. So us as teachers, it's upon us for now, until the curriculum catches up, to find innovative ways to bring across the lessons. Mm-hmm. So
that later on they can be accepted or even ready for secondary school, tertiary level, and then eventually workspace.
Right. But it's not just that. That's the thing. I think a lot of emphasis is placed on the ECCE and primary levels. Mm-hmm. And when they get to secondary, we more or less throw them out there. Mm-hmm. There is not support in that area. Yeah, because I have secondary students as well who do have challenges. I am not saying that when you sit SE, these things go away.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you brought that up, because I've always felt that they treat like the SEA to be this magical transformation box, and then there you go.
Right.
You know?
Yes. It's more of a peace prize. Hey, I passed for this school and I passed for that school, and then there's what? I know of a student of mine, a past student, who would have passed for his first choice. Mm-hmm. And it's only when he got there, the reality hit them, like, wow, this is a lot. Mm-hmm. So I know us, we have a culture. It's the culture. Mm-hmm. SEA is the thing. You know, when you reach 12, 13, you write SEA, you sit SEA. But I don't think that we are accepting the realities of the level of work that is put on them. I could remember one of my students saying that, here's what, for SE, I wrote 3 subjects. I wrote creative writing, math, language. Mm-hmm. And then when I get to Form 1, I have 13 subjects to balance. You know, that's a big gap.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big gap. And it was a challenge for her to settle in, to find her bearings. And we have to support them, you know. And let's face it, these students who have these abilities, as you would refer to it, they cannot manage.
Mm-hmm.
They cannot manage 13 subjects, because when we're dealing with these challenges, you have to also think about organization skills are affected, the visual processing, auditory processing, all these things that we have to consider, and how are we giving them study skills to manage, you know. And some of them find their way, okay, good, because they have the support system. So what about those who do not have the support system, and they end up being delinquent in school? And we look at it as delinquency, but that's them speaking out and saying,
frustration.
Yeah, I cannot cope. Because I spoke to her parents last weekend or so, and she was telling me, I taught her son during the COVID, Mm-hmm. And she still cannot read. I think he's entering form two and he cannot read well. And she was like, she is seeing where she has to step in more and do more. And she said, because he cannot read well, and he knows this, mm-hmm. he's avoiding classes. He's skipping classes. And us, we will see it as, hey, you're being, yeah. you know. But that's his way of, that's his way of coping.
I think, too, you have to understand that even though you as a teacher or the parent consciously don't want to bring shame to that student, mm-hmm. they feel it themselves. They may not be able to describe
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
But I don't want to be there to experience that feeling, so mm-hmm. I might as well remove myself
correct.
From that yes. environment and find something else to do. Now, this book that you have here, I would think that this would be the initial steps to recognize
yes.
where these deficiencies show up and then try to figure out how to, as you say, adapt curriculum,
yes.
Learning tools, aids, etc. Mm-hmm. Tell us how you came up with that book.
Okay.
And what are some of the tools that yeah. are expressed in the book as well?
Okay, so the title of the book is A Full Spectrum of Penmanship Gym Activities, Developing Fine Motor Skills and Expression. Mm-hmm. I came up with this book last year. I would have done an outreach to a few of the students in my community and environs, I should say, and I would have reached 30 students mm-hmm. and came to my establishment, came to my home. We worked on activities and they really enjoyed it. They had so much fun. They were asking to come back
mm-hmm.
and it wasn't okay, let's sit and write. It was there were activities where they just play.
Mm-hmm.
They just played, because you know when we tell students, hey, you're going to lessons, it's like a school setting again where they have to sit and write.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they were told it was July August period. We saw 30 students registered and they came, they engaged in the activities, squirting water, playing with Play-Doh, beading, sewing with mm-hmm. pasta, thread and pasta and all these things, right? And there was one boy in particular, he came back to me in September, but he came for lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But him knowing that he came to me for July, August, and he engaged in these activities, he was like, I don't want to do work. I want to do these activities, mm-hmm. right? So I was like, okay, how can I create something that parents could now have? Mm-hmm. To have these children engage and build fine motor skills, because mm-hmm. of course I targeted students who have challenges in writing, penmanship,
mm-hmm.
right? So we will think that penmanship, we start writing
just like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's the weak finger muscles. So that's what the activities do. They build these finger muscles.
Now, for a point of context.
Okay.
Understanding what fine motor skills are mm-hmm. and what it is used for, because you just mentioned things like playing with pasta and needle and mm. thread and Play-Doh and so on.
Right.
Instantly, I could hear some, you know, parents saying, that's stupidness. What they doing that for? They playing right. and wasting yeah. time. Play-Doh. And I mean, that would be more Montessori into kindergarten.
Yeah.
You start that.
Mm-hmm.
How important those skills are.
Nice, very good.
What do they...
Right. So they are the gross motor skills and fine motor skills. Mm-hmm. Gross, our large muscles. So movements, yeah,
mm-hmm.
walking, jumping, so on. Fine motor skills are small muscle movements. So our fingers, our wrists,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Even our eyes, hand-eye coordination, so... Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what fine motor skills. Fine motor skills speak to small muscles, and gross motor skills speak to large
big
muscle
ones.
Movements.
Right.
Yes. So it's important to develop fine motor skills, because we don't just need them for writing skills in the classroom or to develop good healthy penmanship, but we need them for work.
Mm-hmm.
It can affect work, because a doctor needs fine motor skills to do surgery. A carpenter needs fine motor skills to get his work done with precision.
Mm-hmm.
A hairdresser, You can't
turn in the hot iron.
A barber and using scissors. Mm-hmm. And all of these are some of the activities that, even using scissors, there are a plethora of activities in the book that will suggest, hey, it's what, this is what you can use scissors to do. Not mm-hmm. just to cut, what, make it fun. Yeah, so that's why we need fine motor skills, healthy fine motor skills, even in driving as well.
Hand-eye coordination,
yes.
Reaction times as well. How you, what do you, reflexes is the word I'm looking for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you're driving and you're seeing a car coming, your reflex action to either get out of the situation,
right.
That has to be on point as
correct.
Well.
Correct. So we see how that those skills need to be developed
mm-hmm.
from small and climb into, and it's needed for adulthood, yeah.
So when you see them playing with Play-Doh, you know, don't get vexed for them. They are improving their fine motor skills. We could get another example. Let's just take a short break, and when we come back, we'll go further into Kamika's book about how to develop, as you say, fine motor skills and other points as well. We'll be right back. Welcome back, TNT. 20 minutes to the hour of 10 o'clock, if it is you need a time check. If you got to be there for 10 and you ain't leave home yet, well, boy, you're going to be late. All right, let's head back to the messages at 3061065. And if you have any questions for Miss Alexander, you can send them to 3061065 as well. And the phone number is 625-2257, 627-3223. And I think seeing as the vacation, August vacation, is here, and parents are thinking about getting their children into the various levels of education, this is a good opportunity to hear, or a good time to hear about fine motor skills
yeah.
and the other abilities that may come forward with the children that you've seen symptoms and signs but can't quite put
yes.
your finger on what's
yes.
happening. And I think this opportunity is good to hear that there are these things. So a little while ago off air, we were talking about some of the abilities that you mentioned just before closing off. You want to mention them again?
Sure, no problem. So the book also raises awareness
mm-hmm.
to abilities, different learning challenges. So we have dyslexia, that's challenges with reading, writing, spelling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there's dyspraxia, which is challenges with gross motor skills, which is what we would have defined earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And there is dysgraphia, which zooms in strictly to challenges with writing skills, which is the fine motor skills.
And the one with maths.
Mathematics is dyscalculia. So for our learners or even adults
mm-hmm.
who can't keep time, right?
Yeah, no, this is rhythm we're talking about.
Right? So even our EDS, so it's challenges with math, so understanding how to work with numbers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you might have your child or your learner that cannot grasp mathematics concepts.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a possibility based on how the assessment rules out, or what the assessment rules out, could possibly be having challenges with, or could have math anxiety or dyscalculia.
And it's good to hear these terms and then see what the symptoms are being presented, so you can give your child a better chance mm-hmm. of adapting and learning to suit their abilities.
Yeah, their needs.
You
yeah.
also said that there's a list of jobs
yes.
where the fine motor skills apply.
Right. So the book also lists occupations that fine motor skills will be needed.
Mm-hmm.
So, for instance, a jeweler, a chef, yeah, needs fine motor skills. Musicians,
mm-hmm.
yeah, craftsman, graphic designer, manual graphic designer, that, a medical practitioner, mechanics, seamstress, mm-hmm. or tailors, they need to develop fine motor skills. Lab technicians. Office or clerk, because you need to be typing,
mm-hmm.
yeah, need to be using those fingers. Makeup, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Or an esthetician, optician, photographer, a watch repairer, etc. So all these things are listed in the book. Mm-hmm. And also it says what dyslexia, dysgraphia, and dyspraxia, what they are and what they are not. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we think, yeah, you're just lazy and you don't want to do this. And can be challenges just that the child cannot express or the learner cannot express, hey, this is what I'm going through. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, we lost an icon last week in Malcolm Jamal Warner, who played the character of Theo Huxtable on The Cosbys.
Right.
And I think that era was the first time or entry into looking at what dyslexia is. And that's how I remember what dyslexia, what the ability is,
right,
how it presents. And the whole scenario is that he was acting out, he wasn't getting good grades, and they were trying to figure out, but he's a good kid. He's not actively, what you would say, a wayward child.
Right.
But he would get frustrated doing his work, and he told his mom, get these letters right, and so on. And they did the testing, and then they realized that it's dyslexia, and it's not, you know, him being all, you know, I don't want to learn, and
right,
acting out.
Yes.
And the whole, he milked it now. Because he's like, you see, it wasn't me, I was, you know, it was my dyslexia.
Right.
And he got ice cream, and he got, you know, because the parents weren't in a position to really understand what his frustration was all about.
Yes.
And I think moments like that begin to highlight, it's not so much that the child is not willing to learn.
Yes.
It's just they learn differently. Mm. And I appreciate that your book is something that, you know, lends to that as well.
Yes.
So that the next generation of children who are entering school at this point, come September, would have more tools available to help them get through what can be a very challenging school life in Trinidad and Tobago.
Correct. I'll say the Caribbean, because I also speak with my leads with other principals in Jamaica, Anguilla, etc. And it's like, it's not just Trinidad.
Mm-hmm.
So don't they think, no, but think we need to...
From that perspective as well, how has the Caribbean islands been treating with these abilities? How have they changed curriculums? Is there something or a pattern that probably Trinidad and Tobago could pay attention to?
I see more support out there as opposed to here in Trinidad, which is what motivates me to do what I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I see in Anguilla, I had a student over there, and there's a foundation for children with challenges that get financial support.
Okay.
Yeah, to take classes and so on. We don't have that over here. I see in Jamaica, where a principal of a school, she would have told me that beyond a certain age, you know, you're expected to leave school. What happens?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an institution that caters to, here's what, you leave at 21. We support you. We provide you at least literacy and numeracy skills to function out there or to get a job. Because let's face it, some of them, they are unable to do CXE because of the rigorous demands of writing the exam.
Mm-hmm.
So at least basic literacy and numeracy skills to be able to function. I wish or I hope that we can, or I can be someone or stakeholders, we can come together to put things like that in place, as opposed to seeing a lot of youths after they reach a certain age, they just have nothing to do.
Or fall through the cracks.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. Now, we spoke about children. Do you intend or plan to write a version of that book for adults? Because if it is that it wasn't caught in the early stages, and then it obviously continues to present itself as you get older, is there a way in which adults who may be listening to this right now and saying, but wait, no, I was real troublesome in school. Could it be that I have this, be it dyslexia or ADHD or ADD, how do we approach that for adults to get that information to better probably go back and become a doctor?
Right, yes, of course. With regards to the book, the activities, they include activities not just for childlike.
Mm-hmm.
So there are activities that adults could sit down and they can do to with threading, with scissors. So it's not just baby activities, as you call them. It's not just that. There are activities for adults as well. So the book is used for learners from 2 and above. With regards to adults, I think the approach will be different, where it's more of a communication, where we let them know, here's what, this is a possibility, this is where you are at. I know there's ALTA. ALTA attached
to Alice.
They do literacy courses to assist, but I think we can do more with regards to if more persons come on board and are aware and are willing to assist and guide. It's not just literacy, we need numeracy skills as well, because numeracy, if we don't develop numeracy skills, we don't spend wisely, we don't budget wisely, and we see the effects where probably you're making enough, but because you don't have that numeracy sense to be able to know how to spend your income, we could see a challenge there, leading into poverty and all these things. So
starting the cycle all over again. All right, let me see if there are any questions coming in on 3061065. All right, so this is on the other question that I asked. So we will get to that budget question in a minute. Any questions on the topic at hand? This is another topic as well. So if you have any questions for Miss Kamika, you can send it to 3061065. Can you tell us where your book is available now?
Okay, it's on Amazon. Other than that, it's purchased directly from me. So you could contact me via my social media handles, which is High Achievers Consultancy Services, both on Instagram and Facebook, or the Full Spectrum Educator, both on both platforms, or contact number 723-7814.
All right, and with exams done, vacation supposed to be a happy-go-lucky time, I don't think much kids want to see any books, really. But, you know, if it is your parents about anything like mine, you see the last couple of weeks
that's when
they pick up a book for me, please. You see the brand new books that I spend all our money on? Pick it up, so let's see what you'll be getting into in the new term. I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing your knowledge with us, and let's hope that, you know, that too really encourages young parents to delve into it and give the best tools to their kids so that they can achieve.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Tosca. It was my pleasure.
No problem.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.